discovering the house and the princess. As I raised my head off of the pillow, I could feel the light breeze through the windows and watch the sheer drapes lifting gently. The sun had not yet risen above the horizon, but the sky was beginning to lighten. Turning to my right, I could see that my new wife was sleeping soundly with her sleep mask on and her contrasting white hair fanned out like a halo across her pillow. She liked to sleep in and I preferred rising early. I eased out of bed so that I didn't disturb her, slipped on my light cotton robe over my naked body, and tiptoed across the old dark wooden floor to stand on the wide balcony which wrapped around the entire second floor of the house, our house. Oh, how that made me feel. From the rail, I looked west across the Salt River and the north shore of our island home of St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands. I still had to pinch myself that this was not just a dream. Maeve and I had been friends since elementary school. She had put up with my constant torture on the school bus every day when I would put my hand on her shoulder, trying to look down the front of her dress. She would playfully slap my hand and say, "Dale Swafford," and turn a dozen shades of red. This was in sharp contrast to her seatmate, who could move her talons faster than lightning and always drew blood on the back of my hand. Maeve would flash me a smile in the hallway between classes, which would almost make me melt. However, we never dated because I was afraid of ruining our friendship. We always had a deep trust and understanding that our relationship was forever. Maeve and I lost touch after high school until our paths crossed again many years later. It was as if all the years just melted away and we picked up where we left off at graduation. In the meantime, we had both married and had children. We had lost our spouses and our relationship quickly became closer. I had begun writing about that time. She was a retired magazine editor, knew all the English language rules, and had never misspelled a word. She quickly volunteered to be my editor, correcting my spelling, punctuation, and sentence structure, even after I admitted to her that I had severe dyslexia. I knew I could write a good story, but Maeve made it readable and contributed a lot of ideas. It was a very short engagement, and in only 6 months we were married on the beach at sunset, wearing tropical attire and barefoot. To my great surprise, my three-book series, Colonial Patriot, was picked up as a made-for-TV six-hour mini-series. I never had money before. Now, just 6 years later, and with cash in my pocket, we moved to St. Croix to start looking for our new home,